a Maryville native, playing some great ball over at Kansas State, but the chance to come over here and work with Northwest Missouri State women's basketball a little bit. Just how did this opportunity come about?
Yeah, Coach Meyer has been great to me throughout my college career. He's always been a big supporter of me. Even like after our kind of recruiting process ended with Northwest, he's always been a great friend and to my parents too. So he just shot me a text and was seeing if by chance I'd be home and if our dates aligned for me to come out to camp and say hi to some kids and get a chance to just speak and sign some autographs. So it was pretty simple, but he just shot me a text and it worked out. So I was able to get out there for a little bit.
How big is this for you, obviously, just whether it's Northwest Missouri State, Kansas State, or wherever, to be able to come out and connect with youth, regardless, girls, boys, whatever, to help grow the game and just to expand it, not only obviously the knowledge side of it too, but a lot of small communities coming to Northwest Missouri State for this and kind of letting some of those kids know that if they have that dream and work hard, they can go far.
Yeah, honestly, that's one of the main reasons why I still love to play and why I do what I do is just to be an inspiration to younger girls from small towns like where I'm from and just to, like you said, just be an inspiration and someone that they can look up to and know that it is possible, no matter where they come from, to play at the highest level if that's what they want to do. So it was a super special opportunity for me to come back to Northwest camp specifically just because I was one of those little girls one time, and I was sitting in camp, and my parents would put me in Northwest camps just because we grew up going to Northwest games and stuff like that, so I could see myself in all of those little girls and knew how big of a deal it is to just be able to have someone to look up to, and I know like how special I thought college players when I was younger, how special I thought they were, so it was just super super cool experience for me to be in the position that I was.
So humble and a hard worker, but at the same time too, has it kind of hit you that you're the one walking in now, that you're the one signing the autographs, the eyes are lighting up, not only just the fact that what you're doing on the hardwood, folks going out to Manhattan to watch you, but so many turning on ESPN, ESPN2 to watch you throughout. I mean, does it kind of hit you that, I don't want to say the celebrity status to make you uncomfortable, but you kind of have hit that celebrity status here to where so many students that are, you know, whether they're second graders at this camp today, all the way through high school, college, and beyond, that kind of view you like that?
I don't know if I would say celebrity status, and I don't know if it has hit me or if I'll ever be able to truly understand how many little girls and boys that I impact. But I think there are little things that happen that make me realize, like, oh, wow, like, I really am impacting this little girl in such a big way. Like, just for example, today there were little girls that came up to me and were just like, I saw you play on TV, and I don't know the little girl. I feel bad because I don't know her, but she knows me. So just things like that really just keep me playing and keep me motivated in my basketball career, and it just helps me remember, like, why I really love to play the game. And I always go back to that reason is just being able to inspire other little girls that they can do the same.
Well, that's so cool to be able to have that impact, and it continues on, too, coming in off an all-Big 12 season, NCAA tournament appearance. What does the off season look like for you? Do you take some time to rest, or are you just hitting it pretty hardcore right now?
So we'll go back on Monday, and I'll be there for all of June and all of July, and we'll hit it pretty hard. We'll do a lot of skill development stuff on the court, and then we'll really go hard in the weight room just to get our bodies built back up and prepared again for this upcoming season. And then we'll get a little two-week break in August before school starts, and then when we come back for school, we'll really get into the full swing of things again. But summer's always a great time to really just build your body up, work on your fundamentals, and develop new skills.